Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I just thought of something right before we started.
What?
I really need to take my pill.
Well, go do it.
No, I'm not going to do it. No.
What pill is
I'm
it?
Fine. My happy pill.
Oh, please go take it.
My happy pill. No.
Please.
No.
America needs this.
Now, see? See how he torpedoes me right there? See? Right away. Right away.
That's well, I just don't want a situation where Carla's in there shaking the pill bottle again.
Yeah.
No, that's
yeah.
all right. That's yeah. all right. Everything's going to be fine. It's I will tell you that I believe I have a very, very straightforward, enjoyable, simple life. I'm a simple person.
Right.
I have a simple life. And I am not here to compare my life to anybody else's because Lord knows there are degrees of complexity, even in the people of my advanced age,
yes.
that far surpass my little mundane existence down here. With that said.
Oh, you laid some groundwork, and now here comes the punch, Josh. Boom.
All due respect to the educators of America. We have plenty of teachers that follow this. One of our best P1 listeners is a teacher. We love our teachers.
Ostensibly, my wife is a teacher.
Your wife teaches.
She does.
Parent-teacher conferences where... Oh. For a family where two people are doing whatever little tasks they have to do to get by.
Mm-hmm.
F them. Kid run. Parent, teacher.
Now, you mentioned this. I need to ask.
I'll probably be able to tell you on the next show. Because I won't be. I don't know what it is myself.
You'll spin out. Oh, okay. I'm afraid.
That's all I can tell you. And I'm talking about... 45 minutes moving the day around. But in our home, when Mrs. O'Mara slays the dragon and her alarm starts to twinkle at about 5:45 a.m. And I have misgummied the night before and therefore I have been unsettled, it just turns into, you know, a shopping list, and you realize that in the morning, if you're an early morning person, you have allotted a certain amount of time to do what you need to do.
Yes.
And even with that, it's just when you're a creature of habit and anything upsets the apple cart, that's why I appreciate you two guys coming in early so that we can do our recordings. We have multiples today.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to the Parrot Teacher Conference.
Well, I thought it'd be really nice if we did a 4:30 stream for the West Coast.
Wouldn't that be good today?
That'd be great.
And a few
isn't
extras.
Isn't it a little lazy teacher for it to be student led?
Oh, I bet progressive thing.
No, I think because they've done their regular ones earlier in the year, and this is an educational device. I don't think anything a modern teacher does now doesn't come from on high. I believe that they get this from the powers that be. I, quite frankly, don't really care about the why.
Yeah,
I care about the schedule, you know.
Now, yours is in person, right? Because mine are phone calls.
Oh, you're blessed.
Oh, that is lucky. We never had that.
Of course. And, and I have to tell you, can I say this first? When I went to my kid's school for the parents' night, I was never more impressed by a faculty in my life. They're all great.
This. Yeah, I remember that.
They're all fantastic. They are. They are really fantastic. And we just got, what do they call them? They come in between the
interim reports.
Reports. The reports came in. And, well, they're, the A's are still there, but the commentary told the story of Rob. It was like I was reading Rob Spiewak's report.
You know, it's true. The
mouth.
The reports got me. They always did. Even if I could choke out.
You have
some
a
good
large
grade.
Mouth, and you like to keep it open at all times.
We
right?
had this is the greatest teacher name ever. Mrs. Weary was my fourth grade teacher. And
Mrs. Weary,
Barbara
is a great
Weary,
name.
And then due to some weird shenanigans in the back room, she was also my fifth grade teacher. Oh, so I dealt with Mrs. Weary for 2 years.
I get it.
And she had a yellow legal pad, the long kind, not an 8 by 11.5, but the long kind that she had on a clip.
6 feet.
It was 110 feet. No, mm-hmm. You know those sliding clips above a proper blackboard where
yes.
you could put like charts and stuff, but mm-hmm. they always went like, eek, because it's aluminum on aluminum. She had a yellow pad up there. And if you misspoke in class, there was a red magic marker, not even a sharpie.
What do you mean misspoke? Sharp. You mean
like
spoke
if you
out of turn?
Spoke out of turn.
If you misbehave.
Misbehave, she'd write your name on the pad. And that was a
but
warning.
But see, you still do it even, you do it subconsciously. Because I am sure that back in the day, you said misspoke to your parents probably. Because misspoke is much more of a, you know, you pronounce something incorrectly than...
Then I totally allow me to totally withdraw the word misspoke. That was ill chosen.
It was acting Mike, out. That's why she had the big piece of paper.
Can we put a legal pad over your shoulder?
Well, you can get a green screen legal pad.
I'd like a jar that Rob.
So
puts
would I.
Candy in.
Oh, I see.
Or something that would be pleasurable to me. And Rob's, and it's not going to be a large one. And when Rob fills it, then he has to mail it to me. That would be punishment enough. And by the way, Josh, because you are a really, really, really good arbiter, you side, I'd say you come down 50-50 almost.
Yeah.
You
firm,
really do.
But fair.
If you think I'm being unfair, you'll say, well, I really don't think he meant that. And then the whatever go what type of confections, candy or you know, did you want to put a I'm not gonna strap you for a buck because we're all just scraping to get by here.
Right, right.
What do you think would be good to put in a small jar?
The candies I have in stock right now are cinnamon discs and root beer barrels and would both make a great noise going in.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm not doing this to have you make a face at me. I'm telling you cold, hard facts.
I don't
you
like
can't,
no.
You can't
I don't
scowl
like root beer
facts.
Barrels.
Well, then I'll buy you what you like. What sort of hard candy do you like?
Probably a Jolly Rancher.
Ugh. All right.
That's right.
I'd be glad
Let's
to get that out of the
teeth
house.
At the same time.
Yeah.
What? Why don't we come up with your Mr. Sugar? What? Give me some options besides ones you don't like and ones I don't like.
Okay. What if it? What, you see, I was envisioning something hard though. As
how about a lemon drop?
A lemon drop is great. It would make a great noise going into a jar. But they don't travel well because they're not individually wrapped. How about a Starlight
Did you say you
mint?
Got a what?
How about a Starlight Mint?
Do you say you have cinnamon things? What are they?
Cinnamon discs.
I'll take cinnamon discs.
Okay, my favorite hard
because
candy.
I like those too, and those are you know those improve your breath.
Yes, they do.
Is that the reason you? Is that the reason you have them?
How's that? What do you mean? Because 400 miles away, you can smell my breath. Is that how it works?
Oh yeah, that's what I'm asking. Oh, I got that. Oh, hold on.
And now that windscreen's changing colors.
Oh, my delayed reaction for that one. My goodness gracious. All right. So you picked the vessel.
Right.
As a matter of fact, go get it right now because we have the time. And
right.
I want you to get
now
a jar.
It needs to be a clear jar. Like a glass jar, so it's loud, clear, so we can see it fill up.
Did you want to remind me to breathe and to like drink a water once a day or anything? How stupid do you think I am?
I want to make sure you don't make two trips.
Yeah, a buzz okay. of some
I'll
kind.
Give you two trips.
By the way,
I don't like leaving the set.
I agree with Josh on that clarification.
Yes,
he come back like... with like a ceramic.
Yeah, I'm going to come back with a rubber pail.
Go, Mouth.
Go.
Go. Do your task. Come on now.
Don't
get
like leaving
here.
The set.
Make
Don't
sure,
talk
make sure
about
it's
me.
Noisy.
Yeah, I'll make noise.
All right, go ahead. God. See, that's why the teachers wrote that on the report.
So
this is probably very difficult.
Yeah, so for a student-led, does that mean Michael
He'll
like,
be
tells
there.
You?
I think he's going to be there running, but the teacher will be there, and we're going to address... What was a very strong report card, but I am in no way. And we've had now two discussions. His mother has hit him with it. I've hit him with it. And I want to, unfortunately, it's going to pee in his Wheaties a little bit, but I'm going to bring it up to the teacher today. How do you like me framing it this way, Josh? I will say, behaviorally, what could Michael do to improve behaviorally, what could he do to assist you in class? Isn't that a nice way of putting it?
That's a nice way. I think maybe just walk him into the classroom mm-hmm. with his mouth taped shut. Like you've already dealt with it. We saw the interim. We're taking care of it.
Oh, that would be fun. That would be big fun. I would love doing that. I'm going to try to, get through it. But the point I was trying to make about scheduling, when I'm prepping two shows, I am listening to a dog whining in a crate. I am listening to the coffee that just does not seem to perk quick enough. And it hold on. Rob has responded with the
I really consider just going upstairs to lay down after all that.
I thought you cut that pretty close anyway, right?
How do you mean?
Weren't you laying down right until showtime?
Until the countdown starts, yeah.
Okay.
I had to wait for Carrie to come down and undo the straps. It loosens the straps, Mike, so it does the show.
We'll loosen these straps then.
Not many shows will give you the Exorcist voice right out of the gate, first thing.
One of our go-tos.
We'll loosen these straps then.
Mike, I would have been down sooner, but we just reorganized our kitchen, and I couldn't remember where this was.
Okay.
So I had to go through every cabinet. But here, this is your candy jar. It is glass, it is clear, it is perfect.
Okay, so do you have any tape?
Tape?
Tape.
Yeah.
You have tape handy?
Yes.
Doesn't matter what kind of tape it is?
I have scotch and I have strapping tape for
Of course you have multiple types.
Now,
and they both have their own cutter.
You're going to need to put a piece of tape about halfway down that vase.
Okay.
And that's going to be the line...
Don't you think it'd be better if it was like a Sharpie line? It would be much more easy to
whatever
see.
We need a line on the vase. I'm not gonna be filling up that entire vase. Although we could.
Yeah.
I just would like to have it happen sooner.
I understand.
So that
you'll
be on your best behavior.
No, you want Daddy wants his candy.
No. I want to make sure you mind your P's and Q's.
You don't want me to misspeak?
I don't want you to misspeak, but we're gonna
see? I put a line on it about halfway.
Yeah, it's now crooked. You can spin it to have it higher or lower. Because there's no way that line's straight.
All right.
Yeah, can you get that Sharpie marker?
Yeah,
off?
It's actually I didn't use a Sharpie. I used a Sharpie Magnum.
Yeah, that's probably a little too fat.
Yeah, well, I've heard that before.
Now, while you're doing that, we can do this. And that is
that's fairly level. There we go.
That's fine. Yeah. All right. So we need to now establish. And I want to have five violations that will require. And by the way, do you have the candy?
Yes.
I see no reason why we can't start with this right now.
Well, have I violated something so far?
Some of the violations. I can't bring my behind-the-scenes violations to the fore because that would be too inside radio.
No violations right now, but I think we need to hear it to make sure that's going to work out.
Yeah, but does this piece of candy stay in, or is it just an example?
Well, I think an example to get it started, it could be a sign of good faith.
Wonderful.
All right,
here is the vase. Here is the cinnamon disc, individually wrapped. See?
Oh, right there? I thought it was like, okay, that's fine. Yeah,
what did you want?
I don't know. You guys were talking about making a noise. The root beer barrels would make a noise. I don't like root beer barrels, though.
Here's a root beer barrel. We can try them both.
No, they're wrapped. No, you can put the cinnamon sticks in.
Okay.
You know, maybe it's the right time of season. Change it to jelly beans later.
No, too small.
Too small?
Yeah.
What if we get big jelly beans?
We've made the decision that cinnamon is there in your home. Perfect.
That works.
That works perfect. Now, code of conduct. This is where I'll need your help, Josh, to keep a record of it and be kind of the judge of when a violation. All right, number one, top of the page. All right, multiple interruptions.
All right. Can I throw one out there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gross. Crossing over that line.
Grossing out co-hosts. And write it that way. Grossing out co-hosts.
I'm tempted to throw in three just to have a few plus points on that one. I like that one.
I had the what was the other one I was going to have? Hold on. And this is kind of inside radio, but I
That's
do
fine.
Point it out live on the show. Misprints in commercials. Misprints in commercial copy.
I condone and agree on this because they drive me crazy as well. How about
And you're allowed to make your own disciplinary list.
Yeah, I would think so. It would be how about when I make a reference that's too old for Josh that you deem inappropriate?
Okay, how do we phrase that? I like the idea. I like
I'm sensitive to my weaknesses.
Mentioning things that are too old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like for example, I think it was Buster Keaton who once said, I happen to know who Buster Keaton is because I'm 65 and I'm also, a
student of comedy.
And how about a large penalty that you can just give up if you want, but if you bring a Beatles video to the video clips?
Well, no, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, okay, here we go. This is great. And it doesn't have to be a harsher penalty. It can be the same. Any Paul McCartney or Beatles content. Oh, this is gonna kill him. This is gonna kill him.
It means nothing to me.
It means nothing to you. Okay, well, you're challenged now. How many is that? Four? We need five.
Yes, Mike. I'm challenged.
All right,
that's five. Well, can you recap them for me?
I've always known that. That's five.
Yep.
We have. Can you recap them?
Multiple disruptions.
No interruptions.
Put a piece of candy in Josh's jar for that because he screwed that up.
I just wrote down the wrong word.
Yeah.
Outgrossing co-hosts.
Yeah.
Misprints in commercials.
Okay.
References too old for me.
Right.
And Paul or the
Beatles. What about Elvis? Do you want to throw Elvis into the...
Elvis or the Beatles.
Okay, good. But just Elvis Presley. I can talk Elvis Costello all day.
100%.
Yes.
Is he dead too?
No, Mike. He's quite alive.
I always get him confused with Warren Zevon. So that's... and he's long since gone.
He's
so,
dead, yeah. Yes, and I think Elvis Costello killed him is how it worked.
No, I think he had the big casino, Rob.
That's what they
Nothing
want you to think,
joke
Mike.
About, as you know.
Well, Mike, okay. I could make a really gross joke, but I don't have any room in my jar for
that's
that.
That's nice. That's good. Very good, and that's going to be the expression.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any room in my jar for
can
that.
Can I name my jar?
You sure can. You go ahead.
I'd like to name it after my wife. This is my jar,
that
Carrie.
That is not appropriate.
But it's not gross.
Take that up with your spouse. Good Lord.
I'll write it right on the jar.
Does Carrie have her own jar as punishment for you?
No, it's more of a stick.
If you had a jar for Carrie and it was one offense, that's something that really bothers you, one offense that happens regularly in your marriage. You funny man today.
I've named the jar.
What would be the one offense that would put a cinnamon drop in the jar for Carrie? What would be?
It's anything that starts with the phrase "Hey, while you're up."
All right.
One today I'd never gotten before.
What's that?
I was up before her because we normally have a pretty set schedule because the show starts at the same time. We start a little
early. Is that the first time?
What's that?
Is that the first time you've been up before her?
I think it might be, actually. But she, as we're getting up, and I go, she says...
Have fun going to your regular real job, honey.
She said, could you turn on the shower to warm it up for me?
She wants you to run her bath.
And I did. And as I was coming down here, I said, check for an email if you get a chance today from the water company. A thank you for just running hot water all morning.
So you know, though, I have to say.
Did not laugh at that.
I have to say she's a morning person because she knows already. She's processing her day already by telling you to turn the shower on.
She's a morning person like the late Lawrence Yvonne's a morning person.
Most people have to like reach into a shower, pull out the little thing, and might not be. I'm not always delighted with that first drip or two on my arm when I reach into the shower. Like
Gary has said the same thing.
So let me just, now that we've, what a wonderfully productive beginning to the day.
I agree.
Tell you I will know when I want them. I will know the multiple interruptions. That doesn't count. Because we do run a very fast-paced show where there's back and forth and forth and back and forth and back and back and forth. Now, if I can get to a tale, I apologize for burdening you with my son's Little League stories, but it is part of my life, and I have to share. Last evening at the ballpark.
So we're done with Mrs. Weary?
Mrs. Weary is what was Mrs. Weary?
She was my teacher that wrote my name down that inspired the Jar Game. I just wanted to tell you that she had a yellow legal pad, and she would write your name on it. Every time
you call back like 11 minutes ago, you were talking about.
Well, yeah, but the story, it had a point is that
she wrote on it
and then she'd get check marks as you went through the day. But I preferred the punishment.
We got back to that fact
for the second check mark to the first. So if I got two warnings, I went ahead and did the third because the first warning was free. One check was you missed recess. Two check was you had to write, I will not disrupt in class or something like 100 times.
What's the third check? My board will not crack?
I don't know the third one. I don't remember. Is the board having trouble?
I heard a little crickety crack. It might be me. No.
So does that get a candy?
No. No, it does not. It's because we've had multiple conversations about the new board. I think you ordered one yesterday.
I did.
Okay.
Candy.
So the thing,
and
was,
I don't want to fill the jar up on the first day.
Yeah, we're 21 minutes into this thing. I already love this show. I absolutely love this show. This is wonderful.
Me too.
Mrs. Cleary did what?
Weary.
And
so I like that the chat room is trying to call out violations as well. they want candy put in the jar.
Well, of course they do.
God love them. Any
it
more cruises?
Good.
Any more cruises today? Did we get some cruises sold last night? Did we get some cruises?
I get updated tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds like a candy in Josh's jar, I think.
There was an email sent out yesterday to everyone.
Okay, good. Get your cruise. Come on, people. We got a bunch sold already. Thank you very much.
One of the things that made Mrs. Weary maddest of all is that I had pre-written, I will not disrupt in class 100 times. I had already written it down. And when she gave me the second check mark, I just handed it to her.
That is such a smart ass. I would F you out. I would absolutely flunk you for that. How pissed was she when you did that?
Oh, there are so many things going on then. I don't even
But
remember.
I mean, do you have any memory of that? You know you did it for
I believe action. I believe the entire class was pretty pleased with that. And she was not, I recall.
I'd consider you a rock star after that move.
Yeah, it was pretty great. But you see, I was going through so much. My parents were splitting. It was fourth grade.
It was all
a
your
bad
fault.
Time for me. It was my fault. It was
that is
my
a
fault.
Beautiful, like, diss on a teacher. Not, I wouldn't recommend any student do it.
No,
but my God. And no. So the
well,
the,
I don't think they have yellow legal pads anymore. So
they you hand her. The written
50, I think it was. Might have been 50, might have been 100, yeah.
Because she didn't do it like Bart Simpson. She had you do it at your desk. That was her mistake.
Well, no, she doesn't want me up at the front of the class.
Yeah, I know.
Just give me some power.
And can you, I know the look, too, when he handed it in. Mm-hmm. This was the look.
Precisely.
Not even cracking the slightest of smiles, just, but eyes darting around the room for approval of his comedy
sketch. I wanted some of my friends to enjoy what was going on. And the other great thing I remember is that when
remember
she
Remember when I told you when we started doing the show this way to give more of you?
Yeah.
This would be, and you're like, it does. This is a classic example. Well, it might be negative to some people. It's not negative to me. Of you know, fun things that are really peeling back the onion and letting people into the inner cookie that is you.
I do. I like learning about Rob's childhood.
I love this. This is so new. I've never heard this before.
Childhood.
So getting back to my original question of Mrs. Weary.
Weary, Barbara Weary.
Did you sense that she was really not happy with that?
Yeah, she was.
How did she handle it, if you have any memory of that at all?
She was a very straight-laced teacher. And okay. Here's one thing I will remember about Barbara Weary is that she read to us, and I liked that. She read a book to us called Where the Red Fern Grows.
That's the neglect.
That's very nice. But she also, and I would guess she's probably passed, but if anyone in the Fairfax County school system also was under the tutelage of Barbara Weary. Anyone else matriculated under Barbara Weary, there was something else about her is she had a neck brace that she wore, like a collar, like. Maybe she'd been in a car wreck.
This keeps getting better. Yellow from a yellow notepad to you pre-writing your punishment to a neck brace.
And it kept her nice and straight, so she couldn't really look down. And it wasn't an everyday thing. So I'm sure it was like some sort of chronic problem she
would
had.
Would make you want to be in the front row in that case.
But it always looked to me like it could have been laundered. But
so she'd had it a long time.
She'd had it a while, and
it had gotten a lot of use.
But right before she would write on the yellow legal pad, she'd slide it over just because it was on the side and she couldn't get at it. And she'd slide it. So you knew someone was about to get in trouble if you heard, because it was her sliding the legal pad across. I think another thing I did that really pissed her off is we did an art project. We were going to tie-dye T-shirts. And this is so long ago. People that are younger than us aren't going to believe this. She actually wrote the letter that we were supposed to bring home to our parents of the stuff we'd need on the board, and it was our job
to
copy it down.
She wrote the instructions.
Dear parents, we're going to be doing this art project, and you're going to need a T-shirt and rubber bands. And she
wrote it all. And you were supposed to transcribe it?
Yeah, yeah. And so we came back. I think she did it like when we were at music class, because, you know, it's important to go to music class in fourth grade. So yeah. We come back down. And we come back from music class. I was early, and I saw this on the board, and I took the eraser. This was chalk. It was that long ago, and I erased the word.
You effed with her instructions?
I erased the word tie. So it was very cleanly done, but it said, "Dear parents, in class tomorrow we are dying. We will need the following items brought to school." And it was like
so
rubber
your
bands.
Comedy brain, in fourth grade.
Yes.
You're doing wordplay. I am. I have to say, my level of respect has clicked up a notch or two to
Thank
hear
you.
That in fourth grade, that is the equivalent. And you know how I love that. And
yeah.
So, did you get the reaction you wanted from that?
Yeah, and the best thing is, it took a little while for her to notice it. I think a lot of people had already wrote, "We are dying."
So she wasn't back in the room.
Well, she was, but she just decided she didn't need to proofread it. She'd already done it.
So you know, it's behind it was up her. There.
And I got to this class before she was back. That's how I was able to erase
That's
the
what
tie.
I just said. I just said that. I
okay.
said you got in there and she wasn't in there. And,
not yet, yeah.
And then she, so, but it's still very daring. You never know when she, I'd never do that. I'd be terrified to do that.
And
you were rebelling, Rob. This is your rebellion.
Well, it was, man. I mean, I was a sad kid at that time. We've talked about it.
That's, so you go from tie-dying to
dying, and the fact that they needed a specific list of things for dying. Another thing that got to be...
Tomorrow in class, we will be dying.
We need the following Jesus. Supplies. Another thing she hated that I loved, because it could be done and it would be a real delayed payoff, is you know how erasers are basically like five strips of thick felt that are sewed together?
Sure.
And you can pry them open, sort of?
I wouldn't know that
fact,
but you would. I would not know that they were five strips of
felt. Well, I mean, I'm just approximating, but you can pry open an eraser at the bottom.
I know what you're talking about, yes.
So whenever
you
were
on it, what did you put between the felt?
Chalk. So when she'd pull up to erase the board, it would just make more lines.
Now, was that an original, or did you steal that from somebody?
I think I must have stolen it.
Sounds
because
like
I remember the
around,
phrase.
Says it might have been around how, since those erasers were invented.
How did your parent-teacher conferences go?
I don't think... I think...
They weren't attended.
I don't think Josh. They were attended. I don't.
Good point.
I remember that there were days that were particularly bad. And this, I have so many clear memories, but this is
I'm going to forget it unless I say it, because now when you talk about that, they were unattended. We need some sort of sad music. And maybe we need a sad stinger and not a wah, 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 wah. We
yeah,
need
just
a really
sad, I agree.
sad stinger when we're talking about, and he's corroborating that fact that, yes, they really didn't come.
I don't recall them coming now, but I do remember at the end of the day, if I'd had a particularly bad day.
Who's the one that, what's the music that plays, Rob, when the puppies come on for the animals, you know? Hounds of
all. Oh, Sarah McLachlan?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second. Okay.
Then you can fade it out at any point. Doesn't need to be a short stinger, but I'll explain it to Josh while you're looking for this. And,
sure,
and,
please.
Give me a thumbs up when you locate the music.
It.
So if we are to have a standard music standing by, and you can send it to me too, Rob,
okay,
because I will have it handy since I'm putting together a brand new shiny board with great sound for next week that Rob helped me with. It should be very special. I think any time he brings up not necessarily the fact that he's from a broken home, because he uses that to make excuses. I'm talking about the detail of the broken home, a detail that is so sad, like no parent-teacher conferences were.
It's sad when they don't show up, Mike.
It really is. It is.
This is just the instrumental sad part. Mike?
Are the Spiewaks coming to the parent-teacher conference? I don't believe so. This is the last one of the year. We have no one to talk to about Rob's incredible progress that he's made.
What?
Well, outside of acting out and putting the chalk in the erasers.
And the dyeing incident.
And erasing the tie and the tie dyeing, making it sound like we were dying the next day. And pre-writing his punishment words on a piece of paper and handing it all in at once to make the class completely fall out of their chairs. You're going to have to edit this because we have to get the, you know, it gets right to the cinema where she's singing that part. That's the part that I wanted.
At the beginning of the year.
Put a piece of cinnamon in the jar for that.
I thought you'd like the karaoke version so you could talk over it.
No.
And Chris, send in a super chat to pay for some candy.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Much appreciated.
Yeah, Chris.
By the way,
job.
Super chats not only accepted but encouraged during every Mike O'Mara show. Also, you know what everybody says, and we never say it about our YouTube.
What's that?
You know, hit the subscribe button when you're on YouTube. I want to have now. Why are you smiling at that? Why are you smirking, Soroka, at me saying that? Isn't that?
I'm
the
just
right
thinking
thing
of every YouTuber I hear my kids watch where they're saying bang that like button,
right.
Yeah,
but it makes a difference, doesn't
it would definitely help that we don't.
All right, today, but all you people in the chat group, go to YouTube. What do they say? Bang that like button.
Yeah, something like that.
Bang that like button and hit that bell.
Smash that like button.
Smash that.
I think that's
like
what I hear.
And please subscribe. We would.
And if you're just listening to the audio, go over and subscribe to the YouTube channel anyway.
Yeah. Even if you're blind.
Especially if you're blind. Do you know, we have cured two people.
Stupid.
I mean, to be fair, they were only legally blind.
All right,
but now they have 20/20 vision.
Rob,
thank you.
Yes. Can we have your mom on for a TMOS extra?
No. She won't do it. She would be very uncomfortable
to do it. Yeah.
All right.
My dad would probably, if we could
I'd
get
love
him.
To get your dad on.
That would work.
Yeah.
If he remembers your childhood.
If he remembers me.
Yeah. Did you find the Sarah McLachlan yet?
It's not in the. I'm still searching, Mike. I gave you what I thought would be right, and I failed. So that's why there's candy in my jar. That's why Carrie. You know what? That's why I had to feed Carrie this morning.
Candy?
No, the jar is called Carrie, and when you put candy, in, you're
feed
feeding
Carrie.
Her. Yes.
I know now he would like us and say in the punishment jar, and the punishment is simply I get the candy. Get to distribute.
Yeah, is that really punishment?
It's your punishment because you don't like to go to the post office. You don't like to leave your house when you don't have to.
But you know what can happen is in the essence of being sanitary and being lazy, I can just have, when the jar fills, I could have a brand new bag of cinnamon discs mailed to your home. So you just want loose candy coming to your house?
No, I want it to put in a Ziploc bag.
Well, I understand that, but it's still
going to
be loose. You know? I mean, you don't want, like, pre-packing.
To be honest with you, the whole idea of the cinnamon disc was kind of, you know, so we could get right to it. You know, as far as I am concerned, mm-hmm. and I'm not charging you money, but which would be really my perfect solution.
Well, Mike,
you know, back
in the
radio days,
money.
I could have had you put a dollar in the jar every time.
Right.
You know, for this, I'm not quite sure what I want to. It might be, you know what? No, because that's money too. I was going to say put a golf ball in, and then when it gets to the line, I get a sleeve of golf balls.
Well, what if it could be like? Could they be like really crappy golf balls?
No, I don't
like
want to.
Costco
and by the way,
balls?
We may have golf balls coming on the show, so I don't want to talk about golf balls. But I think we're going to let it suffice that it's the cinnamon jar.
Okay,
and when the cinnamon jar fills,
right.
You don't have to send me a bag of the candy. What can he send me? What could he send me?
Best regards. I send you my best regards. I'll send you candy if that's what you want. I'll send you the actual candy.
No, I don't necessarily. I don't need candy. In fact, I want to cut down on my sugar anyway, yeah. So I don't need candy.
So sad that you don't want candy, Mike.
I used to want candy all the time.
I remember. Yeah, and noodles.
And cheese. I got distracted by the crackle.
Candy and noodles for me. Please, candy. And some noodles. For me.
Blueberry pancakes with butter and syrup. Putting pounds on me. Anyway,
Mike, I think the name of the show should be Candy and Noodles.
Candy and Noodles.
Hi, I'm Candy.
And I'm Noodles. We got a great lineup for you today. All right, well, later in the show, I'll tell you about the night of the ball yard. The good, the bad, the ugly. We'll take a break right here.
Did you see Mrs. Weary there?
Mrs. Weary was there with her big yellow line paper and a neck brace. We will be, that's the beginning of the show, everybody. Yeah, don't forget, get your cruise rooms. We're going on a cruise in December. Hey, we'll be right back with more fun and more thrills, including a very all-over-the-map little version of the news. It's confusing to me, and I haven't even read it yet. I'm ready to talk some trash. Where is it? Oh, man, did I put it over there? I did,
What's the
man.
Matter?
I put my trash bags over on the shelf.
Oh, I got one right here. Look.
It's called Rubbish. Rubbish makes the best trash bags I have ever used. I don't know why I have my glasses on when I'm not supposed to, and then I take them off when
See?
I don't.
Right
yes,
here,
there,
I
it, there it is. Rubbish trash bags. That's what we're talking about. They're so good that they made me want to throw away my old trash bags and put them in the new rubbish trash bags. What's the deal with that? But that was hard because I had to stuff the bag in itself. Awkward. Weird.
Weird.
Weary. But let's Barbara. Not talk about that. Rubbish is a brand that makes the ultimate garbage bags, compostable, non-toxic, and PFSA. I'll have a blue PFAS free. So you can take out the trash. Rob, get this. I'm sorry, Josh, get this right out to the client. This is a stellar commercial right here.
They'll be perfectly happy with it.
So you can take out the trash, which you'll do 8,000 times in your life. Let me throw in a little reminder to wash your hands too.
Yes. Yes.
With bags that actually give back. They donate 10% to charity, and they include a fresh, funny saying in every box to make trash day suck less. So instead of wasting $20 on a bag of food truck mini donuts that you didn't need in the first place, amen.
A dollar each, Mike.
You should spend total ripoff. You should spend way less on top-tier trash bags with built-in laughs. Ha, ha, ha. Easy choice, right? You deserve the best garbage bags money can buy, so Rubbish created them. Rubbish is running a 30% off sale, and you can get an extra 5% off by going to rubbishhome.com and using code TMOS. That's an extra 5% off for a total of 35% off your order if you go to rubbishhome.com and use our code TMOS, everybody.
Rubbish with two B's.
Rubbish with two B's, yes. Otherwise, it would be Rubish
That's sort of British, isn't it? Well, take out the rubbish.
This show has been accused of being a little rubbish on occasion.
Sure.
We begin today with any St. Paddy Day plans for you gentlemen? Anything? Going anywhere? See a parade?
I will wear some green, lest I get pinched.
But nothing out of doors?
No. You know? No. Well, Mike, my son will be home. I'll make him a corned beef. That's his favorite dinner. That's what I'll do. So
I don't do nearly as many lists as I used to. And when I do lists, I would say if you went back and listened to this show, many, 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 many of my lists come from a website called Wallet Hub.
Yes.
They ranked the best cities to celebrate in, and I thought this was kind of cool. Because if you're near these cities and you weren't aware of it, it'd give you a chance to go in and have a good time. Number 10, Pittsburgh.
Oh, go with Jim Amato.
Of the 200 cities they looked at, Paterson, New Jersey ranked last, then Miramar, Florida, and Bellevue, Washington. Those were the bottom of the barrel with 200 cities. That's pretty sucky,
Mike,
if you do that.
Paterson, New Jersey is the birthplace of Lou Costello, of Abbott and Costello. All so right. They obviously had
put it in the jar.
Yeah, that's definitely a candy.
That's an old-timey.
Well, you're the one who Paterson is old-time. Paterson.
No, it's a city, Rob, that still exists. Put the – go ahead. Thank you. Number 9 is Buffalo, New York. Jimmy will be happy about that. Buffalo, New York, number 9 for the best cities. Does it say how they picked them? They based it on everything from beer prices to how many St. Patrick's Day events there are.
It sounds like they based it on cold weather and white people.
Well, let's see. No. I mean, well.
Hi, I'm cold weather.
And I'm white people. Henderson, Nevada, just outside of Vegas, was number 8.
Yes.
So not necessarily. Number 7, New York. Lots of Irish in New York.
Yes, celebrate.
Yeah. That is cost money. Use the Irish. The dead costs nothing. That's my Darren, what was his name? Patrick McGowan.
Patrick McGowan, okay.
I got to get that line. I'm going to look up that line. I'm not going to do it now. That would be self-indulgent. Hmm. I'm going to look up that line, and I'm going to read it perfectly. But it's something like, send in the Irish. The dead costs nothing. great king, British king. Number 7 is New York. Number 6, Chicago. Number 5, birthplace of my grandmother on my mother's side and home to my father's college years, Worcester, Massachusetts, ladies and gentlemen.
Why do you suppose that?
I got
that
no
little
idea.
Town. It's
I
tiny.
No, Worcester, Massachusetts, number 5. In the top 10 cities for St. Patrick's Day. Here's another wild card. Santa Rosa, California.
Really?
What are you doing here?
Yeah, we came up on the 5 to celebrate this holiday.
Number 3, I've known about this one. Have you ever visited your Cake and Cookies co-star Katie Powers in Savannah, Georgia?
That's not for St. Patrick's Day, but it's legendary down there. They've got it's like they built that entire town for partying.
Yeah.
Because of the way all the streets are in squares.
Mm-hmm.
And so the town essentially shuts down for St. Right. Patrick's Day, which is weird for a southern city. So,
all right, we have the last two. We'll play the guessing game here. Both cities that that you and I know well, Rob.
Speed, right? I don't know number 2.
I will give you a hint. One from the west, one from the east.
Well, I know the one from the east is Lanham, Maryland.
That is I am sorry.
No?
That is incorrect.
Is the western one a California city?
It is not, but it is close to California, and it is a city that we have performed in.
Oh.
Las Vegas.
That is incorrect. Las Vegas.
Reno.
Reno, Nevada.
Yes.
Number 2.
Why
for
did I get
Reno?
A buzzer?
Huh?
I got a buzzer. I should get a ding.
Well, I was giving the buzzer to Josh.
Okay, I just didn't want to make
there.
Sure. Okay.
Number 1, did you get number 1?
We did not.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's VANTA.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
It's not Herndon.
Herndon, Virginia.
Is it? Oh, gosh. Is it?
Oh,
where is it on
right
the East
in
Coast?
In front of your face. It's right in your face.
Washington, D.C.
No.
Baltimore.
No.
Boston.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Boston is the number one. Boston's is the most Irish city in the United States.
Is it such a thing? Boston still a thing? I don't know. I just don't think of Boston.
What do you mean Boston's not a thing? What are you talking about?
I just having fun.
You're just trying to get a rise out of me? Is that what you're trying to do here?
You love Boston. It does, yeah.
By the way,
that's another cold weather and white people place.
It is.
Also, at the Ball Yard.
Yeah.
$60 for an absolutely phenomenal St. Patrick's Day Red Sox hat.
Yeah.
But who, I'm sorry, no. The answer is no. How about a TMOS hat for a normal price for a hat?
Okay. Yes.
You could get at Michael. Mm-hmm. Do we still sell them, right, Josh? We still sell those hats?
I think we still have a few in. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Get them while you can.
But, you know, come on. $60? Really?
Yeah.
That's what
much.
You're asking for at the gift shop? It was such a great hat. It was good. It was the pattern in the background.
Yeah, it's shamrocks. $41 online.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But if you buy it online,
never
can you
mind.
Still get it filled with Dippin' Dots?
Thank you. Oh, we have to move on.
Well, do.
It's this one, right?
Oh, look at that. Look at that son of a bitch.
I wonder how that would look against green screen. Probably gray.
It would look like my head was blown off. There you have it. Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy Arakawa found dead, we know,
yes.
Along with their pet dog at their home in Santa Fe. She died after the autopsy showed of something called hantaviruses.
Yes.
They cause hemorrhagic fever with renal syndrome, bleeding from various areas of the body, and varying degrees of kidney impairment. It's estimated to affect 150,000 people annually. This condition is... No, stop it. Don't play the sad music now, please.
I like it.
Don't do that. Some patients may develop neuropathia epidemica, which is a milder form of the virus. New World, that's old world.
Okay.
Hantavirus. A New World hantavirus found in North and South America, the one apparently she had, results in hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, which tends to be more severe than the previous one. It affects the lungs and heart, impairing delivery of oxygen around the body, so that can kill you.
Yeah.
In North America, the most common type of hantavirus is called the Sinombre virus, spread by the deer mouse.
That worries me because, you know, Gene Hackman was in the throes of
dementia.
Do you think their house was like riddled with vermin?
Maybe if you hear this explanation, it'll explain to you what was going on.
Okay.
The disease is caused by inhaling rodent feces, urine, or saliva,
yeah.
Often mm-hmm. from disturbing rodent nests and droppings while cleaning.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know. But what a horrible.
That's the worst.
You know, we have palm rats down here, you know, and I got those horrible, ugly boxes around the palm trees because apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And this terrifies me to, not really. I don't want to be a true broadcaster and say, but that's kind of weird when you hear that inhaling it.
It flips me out because I bought for just like a pittance, a beautiful stereo console. It was maple. It was beautiful. But the speakers were shot. All the electronics were gone. I got it because it was very cheap. And when I went to check the speakers, so much mouse crap fell out of it because it had been infested by mice. That's what ate the speakers.
That freaks you out because if you're inhaling that crap.
Yeah, it's what I thought about. And all the urine.
Yeah, gross. I mean, I had a mouse. all the urine. So much urine.
Gallons.
Where do you two line up with this talk show host from New York, Wendy Williams? Have you been following this?
I used to like Wendy Williams because we would have the TV on at the studio in D.C., and as soon as our show would end is when she'd start. So I'd open the studio door, and I'd hear, whoop, 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 and that was the theme to the Wendy Williams show.
Well, a lot's been going on with her And I look at it periodically, but I just don't know. Authorities responded to her. She's been apparently, it's been reported, she has dementia. She has physical impairments. She has a lot of issues, but this might prove that. The authorities came to her assisted living facility.
Oh, no.
For a welfare check on Monday, March 10th. That's according to the police. She was escorted out of the building.
She's EMS, not that old, is she? Do you have the age?
I don't. She's 60.
Okay.
EMS transported her in an ambulance to a local hospital for evaluation. Now, according to reporting from the New York Post, the former talk show host dropped a note out of her window early that morning saying, "Help, Wendy." So how weird is this? I mean, almost so weird you think it might be fake and she might be coming back. That's how
I would hope so, because that's really the mark of a nuts person when you're dropping notes out of an assisted living facility.
This is more reporting on it. Williams has been living under a legal guardianship that oversees both her finances and health since May 2022. In recent months, she has been in an ongoing legal battle to end her conservatorship with her court-appointed guardian, Sabrina Morrissey.
I had no idea she was in a conservatorship. That changes the complexion of everything.
Because, well, the court-appointed guardian claims that I don't know what relation she is to her, claims that Williams is cognitively impaired, permanently disabled, and legally incapacitated. Now, I saw a video of her being led into the ambulance. She's communicative, and she's ambulatory. So that kind of says BS about what the guardian is saying.
They should handle it the way CBS handled Ed Sullivan when he got his dementia at the end of his life, is they let him stay on for two more seasons. They did. Bing. He had no idea what was going on.
Bada
it was
bing,
so sad, yeah.
Bada boom. I'm just sharing the information.
Thank you. I'm not doing
all missing celebrity where are they news, but it happens to be all coming in on the same day.
It's that time of the year.
It's that time of year where celebrities wander off into the woods.
Yes.
Kelly Clarkson hasn't hosted her show since March 5th, and there's been no word from her people where she is. The show has been using guest hosts like Wanda Sykes, but obviously people are wondering what the deal is, Wade.
Yeah.
TMZ spoke to, quote, sources, those pesky sources with direct knowledge.
Yes.
And they say Kelly is fine. She's just been dealing with a personal matter that does not directly involve her. That is a contradiction if she's not doing her show,
right,
that it does directly involve
her.
Well,
she's caring for Wendy Williams.
She will supposedly be back on the air today, so we'll find out if she addresses.
God, I hope so. I build my day around the Kelly Clarkson show.
And
or if it's extended family or something, that could be personal but not direct with her.
Yeah, but at the same time, if it's something that she is involved with enough to say, I'm going away,
yeah,
you know, I don't know.
Maybe it's a really, really involved Wayfair commercial.
You like those spots?
Nope.
Those Wayfair spots?
I don't. They want?
Do you
at all.
I don't. No.
No, I don't.
I do not. Finally today, fingernail glue. Ever hear of it?
Sure. Glue? Yeah.
A brand called Kiss fingernail glue.
Kiss.
Sells it. The problem is they sell it in the same type of bottle that eye drops come in.
Dummies.
Idiots! It's like super glue for your nails.
Yes.
And here's the great news about anything that you might accidentally put in your eye.
Yes.
It dries in seconds.
That you can eat.
So this is about a lady that got the bottles mixed up.
It does not look like it's a stupid lady. It does not look like something you should put in your eye.
So if you were glancing at it in a slightly darkened room in the early hours when you've sprung forward,
I can see that looking like eye drops. Yeah, if it's out of the plastic,
it doesn't look like my clear eyes or my my Luby
or your Visine, Mike. Visine.
Sometimes I get my fingernail glue put on my devices. Now that's a problem.
Now you laugh about that. Have you gotten your nails done for St. Patrick's Day yet?
I have not. I haven't had my
with all
shamrocks,
the shamrocks and the little leprechauns.
So this lady that was on TikTok had to sit in the ER while they flushed her eye out. flush your eye out. They attached a little tube under her eyelid to keep the fluid running, so it took a while, but she's okay. Experts say...
Yes?
Experts.
Sure.
Non-idiots say the safest thing to do is double-check the dropper. Thanks.
You
Thanks
mean read
that.
The label? That's the preventive here? Okay.
Well, you don't even have to be able to read. You can probably look at the shape of it and guess.
Well, she's probably got to put her eye drops in so she can read.
Oh, it's a vicious cycle, Josh. You've nailed it.
If you do ever put the wrong thing in your eye, get to a sink as fast as you can, as fast as possible, and wash your eyes out. Or if it's too late, go to the hospital. You amazing dropped on your head idioto.
Dr. Tesh.
Dr. John Tesh. Intelligence for your life.
Hey, Dr. Tesh.
The easiest radio show to do in the world.
Dr. Tesh, have you seen Wendy Williams?
Yes, she's got one of my special blow dryers. We'll take a break and come back with a little baseball update right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. But before we do that, I love him now. I'm on the bandwagon. Do you need a little something extra to help you fall asleep? I do. Rest easy. This podcast is sponsored by Soul. The team at Soul just launched their new out-of-office nightcap gummies. They're on my nightstand right now. They are similar to their world-famous sleep gummies, but yep. Nightcap gummies have 3 milligrams of THC for people who require something a little stronger to go to sleep. THC and melatonin in Soul's nightcap gummies work together to promote deep restorative sleep. How? Well, THC helps you go to sleep faster and stay asleep longer. The melatonin signals your body that it's time to sleep. And Soul's out-of-office nightcap gummies also contain CBN and CBD, so you sleep deeply and wake up without feeling groggy. And, of course, Soul obviously made a yummy, yummy love in my tummy. The blueberry lemonade puts the sweet in sweet dreams. I can personally recommend the nightcap gummy. So can Carla. I am a fan. They make magical sleep. Plus, if you want to treat yourself, crack open a cold, out-of-office sparkling THC beverage.
Had one last night. So good.
Delicious and relaxing. So hit snooze on crappy sleep. And prepare for a great night. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TMOS for 30% off your order. That's 30% off your order using the code TMOS. GetSoul.com, code TMOS. It's simple, 30% off, and we thank you. So I didn't get to it earlier. Self-indulgent moment here. Please allow the good and the bad. My son had another one of those baseball outings last night, a rough one. Like a game-losing rough one. Oh. And there is nothing that can possibly duplicate the angst of a parent when you are sitting there with your little camp chair pulled right up to the backstop with your wife next to you watching your son throw balls, no strikes, more balls, and balls, and balls.
Balls.
And
Did you do a better job of sitting still?
I did a much better job. As a matter of fact, I checked with him after the game and said, was I okay? There's one.
Oh, dear.
One point, I think when he walked the bases loaded, where I went like this.
Oh, you started
and I tried to be
rubbing
like,
your
like,
face?
I didn't care. And then, unfortunately, he gives the best hitter on the team a very nice strike, and that kid loops it to a base clearing three run home run where he hit it past the outfielder, and there were two men on. So it was a little rough, but then right after that massive inning, he comes up first, and my son hits his first tater, his first dinger, his first how about that cross all the bases, his first inside the park home run. Hit it right past the center fielder. It went to right center all the way to the fence, and boom, he head first slides into home, getting his own solo. So there was the good and the bad.
That's cool. What was the final score?
That's what he'll remember.
Yeah. The final score was 340. No, you can only score 5 runs an inning, and it was something like 7-2 at the end.
Well, that's not a disaster.
No,
yeah,
but
that's one bad inning.
Yeah, but that's one bad inning, and he pitched the bad inning. So that was that. But he was cool about it. His emotions were better. My emotions were better, except to Carla, who was sitting next to me, where I when I'm sitting next to Carla, I will say things along the lines of, Jesus Christ, please, God,
I can only imagine, because I've been to sporting events with you. I've been to baseball games. I've been to hockey games. I think we may have even been to a football game. And when things are not going your way, you're vocal. And
do we get flagged? Do we get flagged if we play a clip from a recent Saturday Night Live? Do we get in trouble?
Yes, we do.
Can we do it on the bonus show?
Josh?
No,
I don't think so.
No, there's FNBC, really. FUNBC. All of
NBC is the worst.
They are the worst.
Because they're so litigious and all that. Shane Gillis does a drug commercial called, and the drug is called Couple of Beers.
Yes.
Two beers.
That is absolutely, apparently Shane wrote it, and it is so funny.
Dead on.
There's one scene where the dad is uptight at the baseball game, and it's like, come on, Billy, you can't be bad at baseball and school. Top of his lungs, like the bad father.
And do you remember the other product that they sold on that spot?
Yeah, just a little bump.
Little bump.
Which is basically cocaine. It was so funny. Really, really funny. And then at the end, it ends with an interface. Brilliant sketch. Really, really good sketch. I will say that, and Josh, you can probably relate to this, every parent who goes to a Little League game and watches their kid play, under their breath, they want to just go, will you do, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Will you focus, please? You know, that type of thing.
Do what we've told you to do.
Yeah, do what we
do. Do what you've been practicing for.
I know.
But I also know that Michael went to school today and told no one about that bad inning.
No, just about his home run.
About his dinger. That's what he told him about. So it's fun. And,
I know the feeling like when Robert, he was a hothead. He used to foul out when he'd play basketball. And he'd get to the point when he'd be pulled from the game that he'd look up at me and smile. Because he's like...
Yeah, the emotions run wild.
They really do.
They are all over the place. And he was much better with that last night.
Good.
And I like that. And you realize that by the time they get to the pros, you know, it's weird for me to go to a spring training game, see a pitcher have a bad inning, and see him give a hang dog. Because they have so conquered, usually by that level, the ability to compartmentalize their emotions. But some guys really can't. I guess if they're trying to make the team.
I think you see a lot of emotion. They're just told to cover it up. That's where you see a lot of the yelling in the glove.
Yeah,
or
you're right.
Or the huddling up with other players, and you know he's just complaining or
just
angry.
Just going off on the umpire.
A lot of the Red Sox, they look sad because they can't afford that green hat.
Yeah.
They want to wear that, and they say, no, there's just too much. You can't.
I didn't know it was that price online.
Don't worry, there's also a green sweatshirt for $90.
It's ridiculous. Don't buy souvenirs at the stadiums, people.
It's for rubes.
Please.
Yeah.
Don't do that. All right. Before we, I think we have enough time here. We might run a little bit over. I can do it in 5 minutes.
Okay.
I have mentioned to you guys off air, I believe, but never brought it on air, a program called let me do this. We'll take a break here.
Okay.
And then when we come back, I want to share with you a TV show. And a show that I think really might appeal to Rob, Josh. You haven't seen it. Rob hasn't seen it. And it's ancient. It's been around forever. And I'm now just catching up. And I love, 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 love this character. This character is special. And I hope you will see that, too.
Oh, and it's an NBC product.
We'll go with it. So I can't.
We'll go with it.
We'll
SNL
go with
is where
it.
They're the worst.
It's kind
we'll
of a montage.
Yeah, we'll go with it.
I think we'll be okay for this,
God, SNL is what they look to flag.
Yep, they do.
I'm not capable of doing a show if I have to rely on my own
creativity. One arm behind my back, I can't do this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, start your morning right with this, like I did.
Oh my gosh, there it is.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is Charlie's Choice Coffee. We have worked with a wonderful brewery. Not a brewery, a beanery.
A beanery, a roastery.
Roaster.
And a roaster. And this is the Mike O'Mara Show's exclusive coffee right here. We created this coffee by working with the roastery.
Yes.
It's so good. Coffee, great coffee, and choice coffee. I've got the beans. You can get it ground as well.
Mm-hmm.
Experience it. We all know that you got to have coffee, so we want you to have the best. Charlie's Choice Coffee.
Charlie's
available
Choice.
In whole bean or fresh ground. You can get a one-time order or save money with a subscription. And I finally got my other bag.
We're getting really good reviews back.
Yeah, people love it.
As the first 2 weeks went
and
out.
I made a pot. I made a big pot this weekend. And I was tickled with the flavor. It's exactly what you want coffee to taste like.
Boy, I am opening it, and it's just that. The beans.
Oh, even when it's closed, it smells good. When you open it, it's insane. When mine arrived, it had been roasted, I believe, 3 days. Mm-hmm. That's how fresh it is when it gets to you. It's an amazing thing. It's really
these
sort of next level
stuff. These bags are
beautifully
sealed.
Yes, they are. They'll keep
they really
them fresh.
Are. These bags will keep it fresh. And
mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
What's it called?
So good. Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice.
Which is always good to the last drop, drip.
Sip.
Taste. Sip.
Sip.
Good to the last sip, right, Charlie?
It's good to the last sip.
Thanks for sharing that. It's wonderful. You're going to love it, folks. I know you are. You're going to love Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's
what it is,
Choice.
A premium medium roast blend combining the finest beans from Brazil and Guatemala, delivering a rich, balanced cup with smooth caramel, deep cocoa, and sweet honey-tasting notes. It is wonderful. So great for the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Crafted in small batches and roasted to order in St. Augustine, Florida, where that man at the bottom of your screen lives. That's the Soroka kitchen. No, it doesn't happen in his kitchen.
No.
Great coffee should never be a gimbal. What's the name of the joint where you get
Well, we
the,
haven't shared. Do you want to share?
I mean, it's up to them, right?
No, we can share. I think we're going to get the roaster on maybe the next week or so.
And so the name of the roastery
It's a roastery called Screamin' Peacock.
Screamin' Peacock Roastery.
And they work with us to get custom flavors and everything
so cool.
For what we want.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Each package is marked with its roast date, so you know you're getting the freshest brew possible. It's right there. I don't know if you can see it right there, but that's where it is. Right there. And get yours at the TMOS store at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You're going to love it. Start your day right with Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice!
Because it's good to the last sip.
It's good to the last sip. Yummy!
Thank you. All right. I'm going to talk all the way through this so we don't get in trouble.
Okay.
But there's a show that's been out for years and years and years called The Blacklist. It features James Spader.
Okay.
I love James Spader's character. Raymond Reddington is the name. People right now are screaming at their devices saying, are you kidding me? That is so 10 years ago. Well, I don't care. You can always find something new in this day and age.
It aired from 2013 to 2023.
2013 to 2023. I am enjoying it anew. And I want you to tell me if you think this character would be not only fun to play,
okay. But
what a great character he is. Rob, make your Alton Brown choice here for this character. This is the evil Raymond Remington, who works with the FBI. Little montage of all this little stuff. Raymond Reddington being an iconic king for 5 minutes.
Unless you ever utter my name, in which case I'll gut you like a fish and feed you to the lobsters.
Neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night. Bless you, Hetty. Call me when you know more.
That's Raymond.
Don't be cheeky, Harold. You've never seen me out.
Like it or not, I believe we're all pulling on the same oar. What do you imagine she's doing, Donald? Saying pretty please, mother may I? If this were the high school prom, she'd be the pretty loner standing on the sidelines, and you'd be the second string quarterback guzzling down the punch, hoping to cop a feel off her during stairway down.
Okay, that's it.
Take it easy, Donald. The veins on your neck are straining. You don't want a ruptured aneurysm. Harold, always telling me what I can't do while I'm doing it.
I'm loyal to principle, not country, and the first principle I'm loyal to is loyalty. Do I have yours?
In the old days, drug cocktails were decidedly more appealing.
Worse than Moscow at this time of year? At any time of year?
I'm not an errand boy. I won't be ordered about.
I'm calling the police!
To say what? A group of strangers made all your dreams come true? No one has that many romance novels and wants to live alone in Cleveland Park.
What's got your goat?
It's not a goat. It's a wild goose, the one I fear.
What does he do in the show? Can you pause for a second, John?
He's a hairstylist. No,
I was going to say.
All right, you can stop it now. He is a fugitive from justice who has assisted criminals for 20 years, who was formerly a government spy and worked for like the CIA or NSA. And now he is gone. He went to the dark side and was a fugitive for like 20 years. And then he comes back. And they catch him because he wants to mend his ways. And the blacklist,
yes,
are the list of bad guys he wants to get, probably as his legacy. That's what he wants to do.
I hadn't seen James Spader in a while, and obviously,
isn't he great?
A slightly older James Spader. I would like to see a show where he plays either the son or the little brother of John Lithgow. because I think they're very similar, and I think they could play it off each other.
I am addicted. And it started online. This is a really great example of how you can take a viral video and that will pique your interest, and then you go back, and I'm sure I'm not the only person that's done it. I talk to people that do it all the time, where you go back and you watch something, and it's – I love it. I absolutely love the diet. And is it Jive? You bet your ass. It's loaded with Jive.
Well, but you see, that's something that normally normally turns you off. So the overall writing is good enough to get away from the Jive?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because he has those great lines all the time. Enough of that. So you got the James Spader.
Yeah.
And really, now I want to talk about you've been trying to get Monopoly on this show for the better part of a week.
Yeah.
And I want to hear about your Monopoly issues. And then tomorrow on the show, Monday on the show, ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
We have a bonus show tomorrow. I want to talk about Josh's golf outing. And can we zoom in on Josh? Or Josh, can you get a little closer to the camera, please, for a second?
Oh,
note the
tell?
Sunburn, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, would you like to see? I took a picture last night because I was so red and so swollen.
Little day. You would think in St. Augustine, Florida, you'd know to wear
sunscreen. It's not a flattering picture.
All right, there you go.
I disagree.
There he is. Hey, by the way, anybody who comes on our cruise, keep it up. Keep the picture up, please.
Yep.
If you come on our cruise on the weekend of December 5th, it's going to be a great TMOS love boat. We want you to get your cabins. They're going to be it is a limited time offer for these, so you got to take advantage of it. This is if you come out on Lido deck and there's a guy lying in a chaise lounge and somebody says, "Hey, are you Josh Soroka?" That's the look you'll get.
I will be wearing suntan, sunscreen lotion.
So did you not wear a drop of it yesterday when you were out
in that
weather?
No, I didn't think about it.
Oh, my God.
I didn't think about it at all.
Get a sunnier day than yesterday.
You're fairly
fair
skinned,
nothing.
Are you?
Yeah, I never think about it.
Rob, that was a serious interruption right there. We all talked over each other. Thank you. Candy in the jar.
That's three pieces, Mike.
I know, in one show. That's not bad.
For whom?
I hope you're. How did you shoot yesterday on the.
27 over. So 95.
That's not bad for somebody who never golfs.
No, and it was with Rhys Moffitt, and I went out and played, and we got paired with a pair of old guys, because you never know what you're going to run into down here. And this is an old guy who has retired and lives in his fifth wheeler, and then a school bus driver who's on spring break. And I think I shot better than them.
Well, good for you. That's great. At 95, I'll take you out. That's no problem at all. I wouldn't mind that at all. And Rhys Moffitt always sounds to me like a character from Harry Potter.
You know?
Where's Rhys Moffitt? Hey, he's at Dumbledore's house.
Well, watch out also for his wife, Little Miss Moffitt.
Sat on a Rob Spiewak, Monopoly. Yeah. Let's get to it.
Monopoly is one of the all-time classic games. I even let it roll off my shoulders when they changed Park Place and Boardwalk to Rocket Launch Pad and the Moon. That's on the new published version of Monopoly. I know. But here's where it's worse. Now, Brothers.
Wait, they changed it, like, permanently?
Yeah, yeah.
Park Place?
They called it a kid-friendly tweak to the game. And, of course, you can buy all the personalized versions of Monopoly if you want. There's Elvis Monopoly, obviously. I've seen Costco Monopoly.
Does that have different roads, too?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they all change it to make it themed, but it's still the same game.
And don't forget, every vacation town.
Yeah, of course.
Ocean City Monopoly. So what now? I don't play the game that much.
I love board games. Monopoly is a good one. A good Monopoly game can go a few days, but it's going to be faster.
Did you play a lot of board games when you were a little kid at home?
No, I was busy working, Mike. There was the gardening.
And it takes another person.
And it does take another person.
You missed your setup there. You're usually very sharp, but I know you're doing it. You know, I was going to say you couldn't play board games because you were home alone.
That's right, Mike. I would play solitaire.
Jacks. Those aren't really even board games.
Really?
Yeah, go ahead. All right, but Monopoly, getting back to what you wanted to talk
Mastermind.
About.
I played them all. They have removed one of the greatest aspects of Monopoly. And if you ever play Monopoly with my late Uncle Bruce, you'd know this. Because Bruce would play only if he was banker, so you could cheat. Because if you're a banker, you have the access to all the money. Well, Monopoly and Parker Brothers have come out with an app that handle all the financials of Monopoly. You don't have to change money hands anymore.
Oh, I like that.
You do?
No, yeah. I hate it.
I hate
really?
It.
Well, you guys are probably more purists than I am.
So what's the physical part of the game? Just the board?
And the dice.
Do you still have the chance cards?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like,
or are they on the app also?
I have a vintage Monopoly game from, I think, TV show in the 70s.
What
from Maud, and it's Adrian Barbeau's community chest.
Isn't it called Maudopoly?
Maudopoly. Maud! Who's got the puppy dog? Who's going around the board with the puppy dog? Oh, no, I got the thimble! I got the thimble again, Maud.
God's going to get you, Walter.
You remember the show Maud, Josh?
No.
You should put a piece of candy in a jar.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's William Macy, who played Arthur Findlay, Maud Findlay's...
Walter Findlay.
Yes.
Yeah, and also, don't confuse him with William H. Macy. Different guy.
Yeah, William H. Macy is the guy that had the wife that cheated for her kids.
Yeah, the cooler. And William Macy is the late William Macy now. He has passed.
I'm sorry, I messed that all up.
That's all right. That's all right.
So what are they changing?
They're putting all of the money transactions on an app. And I don't think that's cool because
the money's always been too messy.
I love the money. I love organizing the money. Even though they're just flimsy little pieces of paper, don't you like the tactile sense of handing someone a $500 bill?
Never really given it a tremendous amount of thought.
You need to do board games.
You need to do drugs,
and that too. You do good at Scrabble, I bet. Do you like Scrabble? Because I know
never
you like
played
Trouble.
Significant amounts of Scrabble in my life.
You like Trouble? You like Uno?
I love Trouble. Trouble's in the house.
Trouble, yeah, baby. That's what you say when you get home.
Trouble in the house.
In the his house. Woo!
Hey, guess what I call this? There's my trouble. Yes, sir. Come on, play Trouble. Okay. Or don't. Or be Mac. Or Mac me to death, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Oh, there it is. Trouble.
Thank you.
It's Mike's Pop-O-Matic bulb.
Do you have some beautiful video for
us? It's gorgeous. You're going to love it. I promise.
We'll be back in a moment with Rob Spiewak's beautiful video. And I hope you give The Blacklist a try because I will. I love it. I love that, everybody. Here's something that I think we all have in common. We all want to be the best possible versions of ourselves. And unless you're a certain Mr. Timothy Chalamet, you might need a little help. Because as Rob always says, Timothy Chalamet, perfection on feet.
Yes. Very much so.
Seriously. So delicately handsome. I'd like to Wonka his willy. Never mind that. Listen to this. Chances are you need DermGlow skin. They offer expert guidance, top quality peptides like semaglutide, tirzepatide, B12, NAD+, and glutathione delivered right to your door. Carla absolutely will get you going, and she's got me going for another year.
Hey, I want to tell you.
She also has an amazing lineup of skincare products. I use the Sun Guard. This is what happens to my bottom lip when I don't. It peels off. It's like
you end up looking like Josh.
Josh Soroka could have used Sun Guard.
Yeah.
When he went on his golf.
Yeah, I need to order some.
Yeah. You
Come
big
on.
Dummy.
She's always there for you, ready to answer any questions and help you reach your goals, whether it's losing 1 pound or 100 pounds or even more. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click Weight Management and Peptides, and start your transformation today. It's fast, easy, and Carla has got your back. DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I've turned my life around with DermGlow. Now I am faster, stronger, smarter, and the frequent daytime falling incidents have nearly stopped.
Good for you.
Nearly. Now go in peace. Play your musical selection.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Oh, Mike, watch out. Here's Felix Grant. Wow. The Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS. You've upped your game. The jingle came in before I expected
it. Yeah, can't do everything the same every day. That
you keep me tricky.
You
keep me guessing, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had Nicky Diamond on in a while, but he's friends with a guy named Rob Mayer. And I like Rob, and I follow him on the TikTok and all that. And this is just out of the blue something Rob put up that I found very, very funny. So hats off to our buddy Rob Mayer.
Rob gang. My life today, I go to Chick-fil-A, bit of a foodie, go to the drive-thru, I get to the window, girl says, hey, we made a ice dream cup By accident, would you like it? I go, what's an ice cream cup? It's ice cream. Say no more, fam. I'm in. I only have a few things that I live by.
Ooh, real ice cream.
Yes. Yes. Farmers,
if well, ice cream.
You free ice cream. You take that. 3 p.m., 3 a.m., doesn't matter. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, midnight snack, you're fasting, it's Ramadan. Who cares? Yes to free ice cream. So that's what I said. And it's delicious. I don't care if you just had ice cream. Someone says, here's free ice cream. You have more ice cream. So Chick-fil-A. Mmm. My pleasure.
Funny man.
He is a funny man. I also like, Mike, this stand-up bit, as I guess we're focusing on pure comedy today.
Okay.
On the beautiful video. This man is funny. He didn't even put his name in the clip. It just appeared on my feed.
One day, me and my girlfriend go to the grocery store. Mott's Fresh Press Natural Apple Juice, $1.79 for a half gallon. That's a great sale. We get 8 bottles. 8 bottles is all we have on the belt. In front of us is an old man looking back, shaking his head. Nah, nope. Nah, what's wrong, old man? You mad because we have all this apple juice? You can go get some too. It's over there in aisle 4. But if not, stop judging us. Hell yeah, we are hoarding apple juice, taking advantage of this sale before this store realizes what a horrible mistake they made. And you know what? We're back here happy with our apple juice. And you're up there lonely with the chili and your beans. You lonely chili and beans eating old man. But it took me a minute to realize he wasn't shaking his head because of the apple juice. He was shaking his head because my girlfriend was white. He didn't agree with that. But I was so caught up in the euphoria of having all that apple juice that for a minute I lived in this world where racism didn't exist.
That's fantastic. I love it.
Hannibal Buress.
Is that Hannibal? Okay. He's been around for a million years. Hannibal. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
I should have known that. But, you know, don't think that the checker.
Why do I think something bad happened to him?
I think he's passed.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah. Can you check on that, Josh?
Well, you know that, but you didn't know who the
comedian was. He is still alive.
Was.
He is 42 years old.
Oh, okay. Thank
so
you.
He hasn't right. passed. That's the most stressful year of a man's life, you know, 42.
Yeah, you should have known. You should have known who the clip, the comedian in the clip. That would have been just a bit of research. Put a cinnamon thing in the jar. All right.
Mike, are you a fan of Roy Clark?
Roy Clark, unfortunately, another guy that kind of got too old and had some cognitive issues. But, man, do I love the ability, the musicianship of Roy Clark. The answer is a resounding yes.
I thought so, and that's why I pulled this. He was a weird sort of a product of his time where he was an amazing session musician. He was a country
phenomenal.
Musician.
Phenomenal.
But also,
guitarist.
He'd like show up on places like The Odd Couple playing himself. He was just a personality.
Yeah.
And a really, really talented guy.
He was on Hee Haw, the counter to laugh him back in the day.
And when he was young, he did a bit where he made fun of Johnny Cash. Just a little bit. I mean, not like anything grievous, but...
Yeah, he was really vanilla with his act that he had before.
But his musicianship on this, watch this.
The greatest.
This is pre-Hee Haw.
You can hardly get around that. I hear that train a-coming. It's coming around the bend. That's a train coming around the bend there. That's part. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Lord, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging by. Well, that'll make your eyes smart. Every time I hear that freight train, I hang my head and I cry. You'll cry.
Anyway, it's just that he's so...
Yeah.
That's...
And
so
the thing
cool.
is, I remember the act now. The act was a smirky kind of, I'm getting one over on him, and it
right.
worked. And he honed it and he refined it. And you throw that incredible ability that he has and that talent, and it worked. And then he got a NBC TV show.
Yeah, he also, I remember it being a big deal when I was a little kid that he obviously had like a hair transplant because he did like a year in hats.
Right.
And I remember my grandparents, I don't know why he's always wearing a hat now. I don't know why.
And the last time you see, they've got them all doing the reunion for Hee Haw, and he looks like maybe he's seen better days. I don't know. Is he? I think he's gone, too.
I believe he is passed.
It's the old 2018. Dead. 2018.
Yeah. I remember him being propped up in Cornfield County.
Right by Junior Samples, another dead hee-haw star.
BR549. You can call it Junior Samples. Let's close.
This is Junior Samples for BR5.
Mike, let's close with this.
Yeah.
You may think Luke Bryan thinks the world of himself, but there are people that he admires more.
She drove a tractor for the dairy. And
I just picked this up.
She became valedictorian, and it was so, and so those were the success stories far beyond me out of my little group of Leesburg, Georgia. But
I also think the American dream you brought up, I think it's not even about money. It's about fulfillment.
Right.
I think if you can do something and be fulfilled by it.
Yeah. If you grow up in a trailer park and you become a pharmacist.
Yes.
That's the American dream.
And you're fulfilled by it. Like it's like,
if you go. Yes. You get out and you go play college football, you blow your knee out, but then you go coach 3 state championships just because you got a D1 scholarship.
Because you love doing it and you're able to pay the bills. That's why we wanted to do that. We just wanted.
Can you imagine the amount of lifting that host is doing?
I'm kidding. I don't get it. Anyway.
He's basically
just two guys talking about simple things. That's kind of this show too, right? We state the obvious a lot on this show.
Mike, here's the thing. If you blow your knee out and then you coach 3 state champions. Now, if you blow your knee out and you get a job as a pharmacist, you're a failure.
That's Mike. We do the same thing with one difference. We don't wear camouflage.
Right. Camo.
Now, here's the thing. If you get your hand caught in a deli slicer and you go on to be a concert pianist, that's the American dream.
Hey, Luke, did you ever work with Mrs. Weary?
Yeah, I did. I told her, if you break your neck in a skating accident and teach fourth grade wearing that neck brace for the rest of your life.
Dirty old neck brace.
That's the American dream right there. There it is.
I don't know why it bothers me that his go-to was pharmacist. It's just,
if you give up 5 runs in the first inning as you're the starting pitcher, then come up in the next inning and hit an inside-the-park home run, that's the American dream.
Hey, what if you find a 15-year-old James Spader show?
If you find a 15-year-old James Spader show and play it because it reminds you of Alton Brown and he thinks it might impress your coworker. That's the American dream.
That's it.
I think it's time to go now.
I'll follow you right out the door.
For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak. We've got a great bonus show. Subscribe. Get your cruise cabins. They're still for sale. Go make sure you make your reservation at Jimmy's. We'll be up there in May for the Derby party. I'm Luke Bryan, and this has been a fine show. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire. Happy Halloween.
Shut up!
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.